Hi, everyone. Like Bob, I think I'll start out telling you just a little bit about myself first so you'll know what my background is. My name is Michael Harrington. I've lived in Stratford now for over 25 years. I was originally from Massachusetts. I left there some number of years ago, vowing never to return, at least on a permanent basis. After college, I got a degree in nuclear engineering from the University of Lowell. I was married, and my wife and I moved down to Virginia, where I took a job with the Navy working on nuclear submarines as a civilian engineer. We were down there for a while. We lived in Indiana for a while. After that, I worked on nuclear plants out in Indiana. I took a job after that back at Seabrook and worked there for over 20 years. I held various positions in engineering and management positions there. For most of the time there, I was the manager of the procurement engineering department at Seabrook. So that was a very interesting job. Along the way, towards the end of my career at Seabrook, I was elected to a state representative from first representing Stratford, and then the second term was a much larger district. It involved 8 representatives from 6 town districts. So I get to meet people from quite a few other areas. During those 4 years, I was also all those 4 years, I was a member of the Science, Energy, and Technology Committee, so I was starting to get very involved with state energy and technology issues. That's the committee that is basically the, you might call it the oversight committee for the Public Utilities Commission, in that most of the issues that the public utilities deal with, such as the electric companies, telephone companies, et cetera, any laws dealing with those that are germane to those functions, generally go through the Science and Technology and Energy Committee in the House. So that gave me a pretty good start. I was elected to a third term, which, in fact, I was very proud of because I didn't run at all. I never put up a single sign. I did absolutely no campaigning because in between the primary election and the general election, I was nominated by then-Governor Benson to be on the Public Utilities Commission. So, just before the election, I was confirmed by the Executive Council, and I had to resign as a legislature because you couldn't hold both jobs down. But nevertheless, I was pretty happy to say that out of 16 candidates, I got more votes than anybody else from my hometown, which I thought was, which made me feel really good, seeing that I didn't, like I say, no campaigning at the dump, no signs up or anything like that. So then I was on the commission for 14 months, and at that time, I was filling out a position that someone had already started. So when that term ended, it would have been the end of June. I stayed on until basically the end of the year, and at which time I was replaced by Clifton Belo. I was very involved representing the state of New Hampshire in this, which is still very involved in going on, something called the Forward Capacity Market in New England, which has an enormous impact on what we pay for electric rates, in not only in the state of New Hampshire, but all of New England. We're talking billions of dollars a year in payments here and differentials depending on how that program works out. So at the time, I was no longer going to be a commissioner, and the administrative law judge, who was from FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, who was running the hearings we were having at that time, he called Tom Getz, who was the chair of the PUC, and asked if there was some way that I could continue representing New Hampshire in that function because he thought it was important to the results of all the work we were doing there. So that was stayed on as a temporary position, and then they created a new position at the commission called the Senior Regional Policy Advisor, and that's what I've been doing for the last 5 years. That basically involves a lot of temporary trips to Massachusetts, maybe more than I'd like. I was down there the last 2 days, a lot of driving to what I refer to as the boroughs, Westboro, Northboro, Marlboro, because that's where they have all their meetings. But one of the things that I think people probably misunderstand the most about what happens in not only New Hampshire but the other New England states, due to the restructuring of the electric markets, more of the decisions on the cost of electricity, what you actually pay, the bottom line in your bill, aren't made by the Public Utilities Commission in the standard way they would have back in the 1990s and for many years before that. The cost of energy and the cost of transmission are mostly determined by regional policies that are confirmed by FERC. So I've been asking for the last 5 years as an advocate for the state of New Hampshire in these meetings to try to make sure that we get the balance, because that's, again, one of the major things. You just can't come out and say, we want the cheapest electricity we can get, because there's balancing things on that. You have to consider things such as, you know, where the power plant's going to be, who's going to be employed, are you interested in renewable power? As a non-renewable power, but you got to have to make sure that the grid is reliable too. I think everybody understands that, you know, nobody wants to pay a dime more for their electric bill, but as I said, during one of the two or three outages that we've had over the last 5 years, if I drove down the street with my pickup truck with my 5.5 kilowatt generator in the back, I could sell that electricity for 10 times what people are paying on their electric bill, and they'd be lined up to get it. So it's one of those things that, you know, you have to keep the prices down, but you really want to make sure it's there all the time, because the consequences of is really disastrous if it's not. So that's what I've been doing, right up until today. The reason I would like to get the commission, I was on the commission before. Like most people, I need a job because I have to pay bills. So I'd like to have a job that I get satisfaction out of and feel as though I can do some good. And I know I can do both of that on the commission because I've done it before. I have a pretty extensive track record. You can look at, if someone cared to do it, you can go back. There's 14 months worth of orders that I signed along with the other commissioners, as well as participation in the site evaluation committee, which, you know, among other things, dealt with the siting of the Berlin wood-burning plant, wind farm up in Coos County, and the wind farms in the other parts of the state, the two other ones as well. So that's basically why I'm interested in the job. I think I can do a good job. I got to pay bills like everybody else, and I get a lot of satisfaction from that. And, you know, New Hampshire's the state I've adopted, and I like I told my wife, you know, you bury me in the backyard. I don't intend on going anywhere. So if I can do anything good for the state of New Hampshire, that's something I'd really like to be able to do.